for Australia in particular, most of our gas is sold via oil-linked contracts into Japan in particular, who historically have been the dominant buyers of our gas. Because, I suppose, gas markets have traditionally been landlocked, so they've been, I suppose, difficult or costly to transport long distances. Obviously, LNG markets now are opening up those domestic markets to other regions of the world. But historically, it's been landlocked, and that's meant that they've linked them to the oil price, in particular the Japanese utilities. So that's primarily why we see gas prices in this area of the world driven by oil.
Is that link going to be broken now that there is so much seaborne gas?
I think it's unlikely in the short to medium term. Certainly, with the Japanese still being dominant buyers, they've shown some hesitation towards breaking that link. Although, obviously, the high prices earlier this year did have some start to wonder whether that was something they should keep a hold of. But obviously now, as oil prices start to fall, they're relatively happy with maintaining that oil link. But I suppose until the spot market itself is liquid enough to sustain itself on its own, it's unlikely you'll get gas prices trading on their own, I suppose, fundamentals.
So what is the gas price doing at the moment, Daniel?
So the oil-linked gas price imported into Japan is based on a formula which sort of looks like an S-curve in essence. And it does have an actual lag to the oil price. So we actually haven't seen gas prices fall to the level that we've seen oil prices, although they have been weak over the past month or two. But certainly, as we get into 2015, we're expecting to see gas prices fall from sort of $15 to $16 per MMBTU down to around that $10 to $11 level, which correlates to a sort of a $60 to $70 oil price.
So that's British thermal units. What is a British thermal unit?
Yeah, it's just, I suppose, an industry-specific term, just in relation to the amount of energy contained within a unit of gas that they base this product on.
What will it do for different operations around Australia if the price does drop to $11 BTU? We've only just seen the Queensland Coal Seam Gas to LNG project has only just sent its first shipment out. Is this sale price going to hurt it?
Yeah, I think for the projects coming on stream now, they've obviously got a lot of capital already sunk into the project. So on a pure operating basis, they should still be able to make some money. But certainly, if you're looking at a fresh project with obviously the very high capital costs involved, you still require prices in excess of $14 or $15. So, it does put a question mark over future expansions or new greenfield projects. But the ones coming into commissioning and production phase now, probably unlikely to be impacted, but clearly, their margins are significantly lower than what they were projecting only 6 months ago, and obviously would hurt the economics of the project over the medium to longer term.
So we've got those that are nearly on stream, and we're talking very specifically about onshore here. What about the Santos operation at Narrabri? Is it no longer economical to go ahead, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be serious question marks over that and most of the other projects, to be honest. The developers have to look at the capital cost as well, as I mentioned before. Whether that still stacks up, they are really the only ones who can advise on that. But certainly, I suppose the easy tick on a lot of these projects you know, is passed now, and they have to make significant cost savings, both in the development of the project and the operating cost itself, to make them as profitable as they may have been in the past.
One of the options for dealing with the high costs of extracting gas, especially in the Australian high-cost environment, is looking at floating LNG. I'm wondering if that's still attractive.
They're very high-cost, particularly capital cost projects as well. Obviously, they can mitigate some of the cost by producing it elsewhere, but certainly they're not immune from the cost overruns that we've seen elsewhere in the industry itself. So, I'd still question. I mean, technically, they're obviously fine, and you can, I suppose, alleviate some of the cost in terms of pipeline and port capacity. But they're still expensive projects, and would need to be reviewed under this new price profile.